It means an awful lot to the parish. I suppose football is at the core of the parish.
This is our dream. I'll retire a happy man, whenever that is, but I don't care. I have a championship medal now, and I treasure this as much as a senior title.
They could always question all the hunger there, but I don't think there's any doubt about hunger.
We put on the jerseys and up the unions, but it's...
He was a man that was striving that on, so he was. And I hope he made him proud today.
That was the plan. No matter what went on beforehand, we were going to be here at the last hurling day in Sligo, collecting that trophy. It's our first. It won't be our last.
Hello and welcome along to another edition of Ocean FM Sports Glory Days podcast. This week we're going to take you to the turn of the millennium and the successes of St John's in winning the Sligo and Connacht junior football titles. We've got four of the members of that success with us. Darragh McGarty, Charlie Harrison, Michael McNamara and Fergal Kelly are here to reminisce on 21 years ago. Folks, you're all welcome and thanks for joining us. Darragh, how's the memory?
Well, it took a little reading over team sheets and stuff. It is a long time ago, but it was, look, from what I remember, it was a really enjoyable time to be part of the club. I'd say it was the first time that we had put together a couple of years and had probably reaped the rewards of maybe two or three very good underage teams that Michael and Charlie would have been on. And I suppose this set us in 99, we won the junior, and in 2001, the intermediate. And I suppose it set us on a journey for the next 15 years competing at senior level. So it was interesting just looking back on the different teams. A standout memory for me during that time would have been winning the Connacht club junior after winning the Sligo club, where we beat the Galway champions Monavea, Abbeynock, Moy in the final. But the remarkable kind of side of it was run as a league basis in the winter time at the end of 99, and we would have beaten Strokestown from Roscommon, Glen Carman from Leitrim. Monavea beat us by 15 points in the league section of it, and we drew with Belmullet on a very famous club day over in Belmullet that I don't think any of the four of us were there. So going into the final, Monavea would have been really hot favourites. And to win, that game was played before an FBD game in Tuam Stadium, and we won that by, maybe 3 or 4 points, but deserved to win it. And that was a huge highlight, I think, for everyone in the club. And that was it. It carried on to the following year in 2000, and we beat St. Pat's in the final that year, 2-4-12 or something. So it was a really good time in the club. It was, for myself, I had maybe one or two lads of my age group underage. There was a whole number of, you know, young, really talented players. You know, like Philip, Michael, Charlie, Porrick McCaffrey. There was a lot of others as well who would have come into the team. So I had a very positive memories from it and really enjoyed it. It was a really good time in the club.
Yeah. Charlie, in terms of yourself, and you've all worn the Sligo jersey at various levels, but where does it rank for you in terms of achievement, these couple of successes around the turn of the millennium with your club?
Oh yeah, Cathal, like, you know, this was really the starting point for me in my Gaelic football career, and without these achievements and without, you know, this bunch of players that were involved over those 2 years, like I suppose it was my first time really playing with Dara and Fergal and the likes of Sean Smith and a couple other lads on the St. John's team. And like Dara, I suppose I've really fond memories of playing with that in that particular era, because we were really close. And from memory anyway, I think we had to move out of Coolbeg and we were all up training up in Albert's Field, which really seemed to bring that extra bit of camaraderie, because, you know, it's nothing like the facilities that we have now. You know, there was, maybe you had to move a few cows off the field before you started training and stuff like that. But playing with the likes of Dara and Mackey and Philip, who would have been in around, you know, like Sligo teams as well, and Fergal, you know, really kind of, you know, made me think this is something that maybe I want to do and want to take a little bit more seriously. And I suppose the lads really took me in under their wing, and there was a real sense of friendship there. And, you know, the likes of Morris Galvin and would have been involved. He would have been, you know, playing with St. Mary's for years previously to that. But I suppose he would have been involved with Ray Henry Sr. there in a couple of years in the management, and kind of brought a different dimension and a different sort of training that I was probably used to. But really fond memories, Colm.
Michael, would you be of a similar opinion thinking back?
Yeah, absolutely. I think Dara touched on it there in terms of the underage side of things. Like, I mean, myself and Charlie, I suppose we would have come up through underage together, and we would have been lucky, like, with the bunch of lads that we kind of came up with, we were quite successful. Like, I mean, we won pretty much every grade championship-wise. We won from under 14 upwards, winning the first minor championship for St. John's, first minor A championship for St. John's. For the year or two before that, possibly. So for us, like, it was nearly, you know, 2000. Although it was huge for the club, it was nearly natural for us that we were winning. We kind of nearly expected to win it because we'd become used to winning, as I said, from under 16 and minor. So going up to 2000, you know, winning the junior championship was just another. It's very different now when you're looking back on it. And you think of how little and how difficult it is to win at any level, but it was, as I said, it was just nearly a habit for us. So we were lucky with the group of players we had. But then, yeah, you're stepping up and you're playing with the likes of Dara and you're playing with Ferg. Unfortunately, Ferg was injured that year. Like, but there was a number of other lads like Shane Hayes, just experienced lads, squelchy lads. You would have been kind of growing up looking up to, and then getting involved and playing with them. And even lads, you know, like Sean Smith. Sean was around for a long time. Like, in the county setup, I think was he in goals for the county for or in and around that for at that stage, or at some stage anyway. And he was a key figure on that team as far as I recall, and he was playing centre back maybe at that stage. So, you know, there was a good group there of experienced lads that we could kind of blend in with. I mean, I was looking at something today just before this, and like 10 of that team that won the junior championship was actually under 21. So it was a seriously young side going into stepping up to senior ranks, I suppose, essentially. So yeah, it was hugely fond memories, and especially then going on obviously to win the intermediate the following year. So and as I said, now we all know, the four of us here, and how difficult it is to win. You know, back then you're just it's another game, it's another win, but it becomes very different. It did become very different.
Yeah, yeah. Fergal, you might give us a rundown of the lead into the late 90s for St. John's. Just where were things at from an adult team point of view in St. John's in the lead up to these successes?
Yeah, so I suppose in the 90s, we probably had an older junior team, and, you know, there may not have been a lot of youth coming through. You know, not like we say years in the 90s or 2000s where, you know, underage teams would have won a lot. Coming up, I was played on a under 14 team in '86 that won the county title. I was 12 at the time, but remember that was probably one of the last major successes underage, you know, up until, you know, under 20 or even into junior and intermediate. But yeah, there was a little bit of a lead in. I think it was about 93. We played in a county final, intermediate county final against Ballymote. You know, we lost by 4 points. We were fairly close that year. I remember being disappointed, you know, that we didn't sort of fulfil and actually win that game in Markfitch Park. And 2 years later, then in 95, I remember playing against Killara, and unfortunately we got beaten as well. We came up short against Killara that year again by, you know, 3 or 4 points, I think, in the final. You know, so there was progress being made, but I probably the teams weren't being maybe. Renewed with youth really as such, and we were probably relying on a few older lads maybe perhaps. And then 2 years later in 99, I recall playing St. Moshe Gales or Grange at the time in a semi-final in Markfitch Park, and I got injured at that game, which was, you know, devastating really. But That was 1997, and I was out of action then for a couple of years before the junior title. But yeah, so I think, you know, there was a little bit of a building process going on at that time. But you know, once the breakthrough came in 1999, like the club just went from hero to zero, really, because you know, you had that youth system had been established. You had, you know, the great sort of experience, but also youth coming into the senior team, and to play intermediate football and then play senior football, it was just great to sort of retain the senior status for so long, I suppose, and I suppose hopefully we'll be back there soon again. You know.
Yeah. So, for some context, going into 99, was there a relegation down to junior? So in 97-98, Fergal.
Yeah, there would have been. We would have got relegated back down to junior from intermediate. Yeah, absolutely. Again, I suppose no more than every club, you know, you go through the ups and downs, and I suppose it's kind of hard to see, you know, even Malasha Gales now and Carrara, you know, they were down intermediate for several years there, and it, you know, I suppose every club has their different dips in that, but yeah, certainly we, you know, really St. John's would have been a junior team for so long, really, you know, and it was great just to make the breakthrough to get to intermediate during those 2 years,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. But Dara, when 99 yeah. comes around, even though you were down in junior, was there a sense of hope maybe amongst the team that was there with the youth that was coming in that Fergal speaks about?
There, we would have been aware of underage, of some good underage guys coming up. It kind of just happened, as far as I recall. And I suppose it was also a time that a lot of our youth, I think Michael may have been playing with Rovers, or you know, definitely Rovers wanted him playing with them. Charlie was a really talented rugby player and would have committed to rugby for bits of it. So while we had a lot of lads and a lot of talented individuals, it may not have come together. So... I think we kind of waited to see how it worked out well for us in the end, and other lads kind of going to college. And I know with my group of underage players coming up, we tended to lose a lot of players through sometimes just going to college and living in Dublin or going to Galway or going to wherever, or being good soccer players or being not so much rugby, but definitely soccer. A lot of lads would have went to play with Rovers or would have went on and maybe concentrated on junior soccer as opposed to Gaelic. So it kind of just came together more than us having or knowing or expecting that we would win this and have a really good maybe 12 months or so.
Yeah, yeah. Michael or Charlie, if you want to come in, was there any point in 1999 when maybe it started to dawn on you all that you thought that something was on here, that something special was brewing?
I suppose, Carl, as Mackie alluded to earlier on, like, we would have been quite successful underage, quite lucky to win most medals. And we probably just would have went in, as Michael said, and just nearly expecting to win it. And you know, as Dara probably said, it probably just happened for us. Like, a good group came together. Like, I would have been at a crossroads choosing between rugby and Gaelic football. And, you know, coming into that success and seeing how well everybody got on within that group, I think was definitely a deciding factor for myself. But I can't really pick a particular point. But I suppose it just seemed to happen fairly easy for us on the field at that stage, because it was such a talented group of players. Like, if you look back, the likes of David Roach and Martin Ward and guys like that, that, you know, were at a very high standard that maybe wouldn't have went on to fulfill their potential for whatever reason. Maybe it was work or other sports, but it was a seriously talented group of players that seemed to get on really well together. Mm. I don't know, Mackie, if you've anything
else. Yeah, no, I think that is, yeah, I think even in the group stages, I think it shows, like, with Monave, I think Monave beat us in the group stage by 15 points, like, as we mentioned. And I know a couple of the group games, I was looking at the fixtures, like, and a from memory. I don't think I played too many of the group stages up until maybe the semi-final, I think, or the final. So, I mean, I think that's just basically it's what the lads are saying. It did just kind of come together. And that's just a lazy answer, but it did just kind of come together, even through the group stage, right up to the final. And then come the final, it all just clicked for us, you know, because looking back on, you know, and it's nice to look back on it, looking back on the team sheet there. I mean, there was a great bunch of lads. There was a good team there and a good solid team.
Yeah.
And it just clicked for us in the day. So there was probably no particular point call, to be honest.
Yeah.
Fergal, you were part of the management team at that stage. During the Sligo Championship, did you feel from the sideline maybe that things were coming together nicely? And how significant was the success in Sligo, first of all?
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose, yeah, I was lucky enough to sort of stick involved in, and I suppose Ray Henry, the manager at the time, would have asked me just to help out a little bit. So it was lovely to be involved with the team. But certainly, yeah, the final, the junior final, if I remember, against Maharau, it was a tight game, you know. All teams, all finals are tough to win, you know. I think Philip Green pulled off a fantastic save in the final, which obviously assisted that. You know, and again,
he reminded me that Salzburg, actually.
Sorry?
I was chatting to Fizzy today, and he said, I was telling him the crack about this, and he says, make sure you remember the penalty I saved.
I wouldn't let you away with that.
We won't mention that.
I'm the one that got it in. I'm going to blame you, Mackie, you know. But fantastic game. And I suppose from the lows of being relegated the previous year, to get a cup and success, and obviously, you know, I suppose, look, everyone knows we in St. John's love to celebrate, you know. So celebration brings success and I suppose confidence, and, you know, to be fair, the junior league campaign, you know, you talk about teams having their panel of players to help out, but certainly, you know, you had the panel of players that were going over on long trips through the winter months, really bad conditions. But they knuckled down and they got the results to lead us to a final, you know. But I do recall the final itself, and, you know, it's I remember being on the sideline looking in and looking at Mackie actually playing midfield, you know. But Mackie was so young at the time, you know, whatever, 18, 19 years of age or whatever he was. But I remember thinking, you know, this is just going to work for us today. He was dominant at midfield against, from what I remember, a fairly old, an old mature team, you know. But, you know, we had a lot of young players coming in, and I suppose fitness was brilliant. You know, breaking ball at midfield, catching ball at midfield. It was just, from the sideline looking on, it just seemed to click on the final as well, you know.
So when you do get out of Sligo, Dara, was there any thought prior to the Sligo final about the potential for a Connacht campaign, or was there any focus on it, or was it just a thing that, again, just happened for you?
No, there was definitely no focus on it. I'd say half of us didn't realise there was a Connacht campaign, being honest, Cahill. But when we found ourselves having won Sligo, I think it was a really exciting journey that we all went on. Now, it's funny to say, I didn't play all of the group games either. But it kind of really all came together for us in the final. But, you know, the three games we played, I know I missed the Bell Mullet game. And, like, it's the stuff of folklore within the club. Like, it's a really, really famous game. And, you know what, it's a real regret I have that I didn't make. Now, I can't recall why. I was in college in Belfast at the time. Mullet was, I'm not sure why I couldn't play, but in that game we drew 7 points apiece, and getting that point got us to the final. I think we were 7-0 down. There was meant to be a gale force wind in Belmont. Fergie, were you?
No, I wasn't.
You might come in on that. Yeah, it's funny. It's funny. It sounds like there was more people not there than. But I know the ones who did go. It was an unbelievable result, and I think they stopped in every spot they could stop on the way home. But as it transpired, it was a hugely important result. But I remember that day that they couldn't kick the. I think we kicked the ball out and over our own sideline a number of times. If you were against the breeze, you couldn't get the ball out beyond your own 50. And I remember getting that point. The lads had a brilliant day away, and I assume it was, you know, 13 and two lads we picked up very late on, and of course Ray Henry Senior. But look, I'm sure Kieran Hughes and a few lads were there to get us over that. But I do remember the change, though, Cahill, when we got to a final and when we had qualified for it, and Monavea had beaten us by 15 points, and whatever, maybe a few things fell together that this became serious. It was going to be before the FBD, I guess it was a Sligo Galway FBD game in Tuam. It was going to be a big day. It was a Connacht final. And I think we all took a wee bit of, I don't know whether it was newspaper clippings or whatever, but, you know, Monavea were really, really hot favourites. And, you know, it's so rare a Sligo team would beat a Galway team. And, you know what, we bet them well. You know, it was 3 or 4 points, but from what I recall, we were easily the better team. But, the other memories I have is beating Glencar. I remember beating Strokes down up in Roscommon. My standout there is Fiacre Mooney. A guy who was brilliant at the time, but him running into the corner and him trying to turn, and the legs just went from him, and I think it was probably his first or second or third cruciate going. And I remember his shout, and just that was probably the end of his footballing career. But it really all came together, I think, for the final. And I think it was a really good display. And luckily, you know, from history and from recent years, and even our own most recent game with Clare Galway, that, you know, Galway club football is a really good standard. And for a Sligo team to go down to Tuam, not only hold our own, but we were the better team that day. That was good. That was really, you know, we felt good. But as it, you know, as Michael would have mentioned earlier, we had a good number of guys who were used to success at underage, and we went down to with a really good mindset to win that game. You know, while Monavea would have beaten us before, we really didn't want it to happen again. So it was a really, you know, it was great to get over the line. The slight disappointment was that it didn't continue on to an All-Ireland series that may have finished up in Croke Park as it is today. I think it may have started the year after was the interprovincial, you know, and it's a wonderful, while we didn't at all think about it in the Sligo Championship, you know, it was a huge add-on and extra spice to the winter.
Yeah.
And if it had have led on to a semi-final or a final, you know, it would have been even bigger.
Absolutely. The fact that it was... that it was a group stage campaign as well, lads. It's arguably more impressive that you made it through to the final, and that, you know, sometimes in a knockout competition, a team from a bigger county could have an off day and they could be caught by someone from a so-called weaker county. But Charlie, there seems to have been a real sense of character to this St. John's team to come through those matches in the winter slog and make their way through to a Connacht final.
As Dara alluded to there, there was plenty of the squad used, and Ray Henry Sr., I'm sure, was used in a couple of games. And it just goes to show you that, like, all of us on the call here weren't playing in most of the group games. So it really showed the resolve of the group to get through, like, you know, that kind of competition, and that winning that junior and going on to winning the intermediate then the following year really laid the foundations for the club for the next 15 years at senior. And, you know, that was a real a springboard for the club, that kind of the junior win, the Connacht League win, and then moving on to intermediate really saw us through and built something within the club that maybe most of us on the squad or in around the squad at the time maybe wouldn't have realised that was the potential within the group at that time.
Michael, let's get on to the Connacht final itself, and Dara has referred to it already, beating Monavea in the final from Galway in Tuam Stadium. In the lead up to that, what was the sort of build up to it in the St. John's area in Carrow and around the place? Was it capturing the imagination at the time?
It was, as far as I remember, it was. Because I suppose, look, I mean, to go on to a junior Connacht final, I mean, no Sligo team has ever won it. At that stage, no Sligo team had ever won it. So we were the first to kind of go ahead and win it. So from our point of view, from a club point of view, it was huge. It was huge for us to be in the final for a start. And then obviously to go on and win it was massive. But from what I remember, I mean, again, memories are a bit vague at this stage in general. But from what I remember, there was a huge buzz around the area. And the community in general gets behind St. John's in any shape or form, in any final, or if we get to any final. So no, it was, from what I remember, the lads might jump in if there is, if they have any further memories on that. Ferg probably has, living in the area. He maybe a bit more than that, but from what I remember, there was definitely a good buzz around it. And probably, look, we were expected to go and win it. We were probably big underdogs, you know, I mean, as already mentioned, we were beaten by 15 points, like, to Montevideo. Montevideo went through the group stages unbeaten, whereas we, you know, we as Dara said earlier, I think we needed that point in Balmullet to get to the final. So, I mean, were we underdogs? We definitely were underdogs, but we were quietly confident, I suppose, in their own abilities that we were going to do the job. But the lads might have some other further memories, I don't know.
Jump in there, lads, if you want, anyone?
Yeah, no, I suppose my memory of the day was, yeah, a huge local crowd went down, and there's a very famous photograph of the supporters at the stand there in Tuam Stadium, you know. Yeah, listen, great occasion. I suppose we would have stopped as a team on the way back from Monavé, halfway back the road, and again, the celebrations would have continued after that, you know. But, you know, I suppose, in fairness, St. John's club in general would have been a pretty small club, you know, in 1999, you know, it was again just building and building all the time, you know. So, you know, supporters wise, you would have had all our parents down there supporting us away, and yeah, I suppose, look, it was in Tuam, it was a good distance on the road, but yeah, there was a decent support, and yeah, it was great memories, really, you know.
And clearly, Dara, the club gets a huge bounce from this in terms of the momentum continues into the following season, which doesn't always happen with a big success like this, but it happened for St. John's.
Yeah, it was, I suppose, when you win something, it's kind of easy to start things off the following year. But from what I recall, I think the final would have been in January if it was BD again. So, and it would have really led into... led into the next year, but yeah, look, it continued on. I think a lot of lads, as it would have been, you know, maybe Charlie's first intro, a lot of them, we had a few really good underage teams that Mac and Chow were on. There was three or four who I think won a minor final, definitely got to a minor final and were beaten in the final, and it was probably their first introduction to the club. And there was, you know, a few around my age, 2 or 3 years older. And then you had a couple, you know, there was Fergie and Sean Smith and Kieran Hughes a couple of years. Like, Fergie, you were only 26 is all he could have been.
21.
And then you had Morris Galvin, who would have been a huge influence on that team. And all of us, you're trying to say you're 21, Fergie.
Don't be giving away the date of birth there.
You'd have had you know, Ray Henry Senior and Morris Galvin would have been the two way, you know, elder statesmen of the group, and would have been, you know, would have dealt with the group and brought us on very well, because there would have been a lot of you know, we've all seen a bit of management here now, and you know, there is a lot to it, keeping lads happy, working with other groups or other commitments or college or the usual hustle and bustle life that you have. So Ray really did, you know, keep things together in his own quiet, unassuming way. And we all naturally would have came back and got things together for intermediate. And like, I think a real important part is, you know, when we had guys available, and, you know, when the likes of Charlie was able to play a bit more, and Michael was able to play a bit more, and there was other lads with Smithy and Kieran Hughes and David Roach and, you know, Hazy, Squelchy, the McCaffreys, like, when they were all around and we had all our players who were available, and that happened the following year in intermediate, we got a good run going, and yeah, it was great to continue it and to develop and to win the intermediate the following year.
Yeah.
And I think it was fair enough. You know, I think it was we got a performance out of each other in the final. And I'm not sure it may have continued. I was away traveling in 2003, but I think did we get to a senior semi final in 2003? Am I right in saying that? No, maybe that's not accurate there. Mm. But we definitely competed there. But we had, like, it was a very similar team that in 2000. Now I suppose obviously not having Charlie, we'll say in the final against Montefiore, he'd have obviously strengthened everything in 2000. I'm only realizing that we hadn't got Fergal then, but. It was a great year as well, in 2000, and we had lots of battles with Pats, but I think we probably came out fair and square in the intermediate final that day.
Yeah. Like, in terms of achievement, winning a Connacht Junior, obviously at Connacht level, there's a certain sense of novelty to it and achievement to winning on the provincial stage. But Charlie, for the club itself to get over the line in an intermediate final in Sligo and get to senior level, how important was that? And you've mentioned already, I suppose, the stretch that you did have in senior then after that.
Yeah, listen, Carl, that was huge for the club. I remember it vividly. You know, us all wanted to play senior. Like, it kind of clicked with that group that, you know, we were good enough to go up into the senior ranks. And, you know, that 1999, 2000 and 2001 and on for the next 15 years. Like, it was a real journey for the club. And, you know, the amount of good players that went through St. John's hands in that period was unbelievable if you go down through. And even the amount of players that maybe wouldn't have fulfilled their potential for numerous reasons. Maybe life just, you know, GA just wasn't up there for them. But, you know, and the amount of really good managers and coaches, like Dara alluded to it there, the lads have more experience in management than I have, but it's a really difficult job, especially in an urban club. Like, you know, that a club that was founded in 1987 that may not have the tradition of the Tubbercurries and Torlestrands, and, you know, there's so many pulling factors from an urban club, as in different sports and, you know, all of the things that go along with that. And I really think it's a tough job for a manager to take on a role like that, especially with St. John's. But no doubt, Cathal, the amount of work that was put in, as Mike Mackie said there, like two minor winning championships, A sides in a row, and then to go up to 99 and 2000, like the work that was done, let's say, at underage level with myself and Michael McNamara's age, like Michael's own dad, you know, the likes of John O'Dwyer, Mick Barrett, Tommy McManus, numerous to mention. But the amount of effort, like, I know we said earlier that it happened by accident, but, you know, there was a serious amount of effort that went in at myself and Mackie's age group to get us over the line. And, you know, there was a real good talent pool there between especially soccer players, you know, and basketball players and different sports. So, that 99-2000 really was the foundation for the next 15 years at senior level. Mm. I suppose it's just a real blotch, I suppose, in my own personal history that we didn't go on to win a senior title. And I suppose the lads will be the same, and especially when you look back at the team sheets, it really is a disappointment. But listen, we'll have to live with that.
Yeah. But even looking back, Michael, and as the years goes on, do you feel that the successes that this squad had in 99 and 2000, does it keep them together in a certain sense, that you'll always sort of have that sort of success binding you together?
Look, I think we're all a close group anyway, grew up through the years. I mean, as I said, look, between 1999-2000, like, we'd be the younger lads, as we've already mentioned before. So we've had the younger lads going through, binding closely with the senior lads there. So, I mean, that was a bond then. And that was there, and it is still there. You know, I mean, I'm finished playing, Dara's finished playing, Ferg's finished playing, but we all still obviously very, very close. And that's all stemmed from playing football together. That's all coming from that, from, you know, early 2000s, and God knows how long it's going to be. So I mean, look, I mean, it was a structure. I suppose it was foundation put in place for the club, and hopefully, you know, things are tough in the club at the moment. Things are tough in a lot of clubs at the moment, but hopefully, the structures have been put in place again. We speak about, as Charlie mentioned there, my dad, Mick Barrett, Tommy McManus, you know, Johnny Stenson, God rest him. You know, they all did serious work back in the day. The likes of Ferg now and his crew, they're putting in serious effort into the academy now to build for the future again. So, you know, the next generation coming through, there's going to be young lads growing up together, playing together, being friendly together and so on. So, yeah, absolutely. Look, I mean, it's not just 2000 or 99, 2000. It was long before that and long after that that we became a close group and remain so, you know.
Yeah. Just finally, Fergal, if I can put it to you, 20 years on from the success now, but would it be fair to say that as the years progress and as various teams from Sligo go into Connacht Championships at various grades, that the significance of this success for St. John's becomes a little bit more important as the years goes on?
Yeah, that's a good point, Cathal. I suppose, you know, Dara said really that, you know, you just as a player and you just keep playing your game that's in front of you. And I suppose, yeah, back then we probably didn't realise the significance of it totally, you know. It was just football. Lads were enjoying playing, enjoying winning. But yeah, certainly when you look at it now, yeah, and I suppose, look, it's very difficult to get provincial success at any age, junior, intermediate, or senior, and it's kind of hard to understand, I suppose, how we're not able to progress to more provincial titles, you know, because, you know, in fairness, the county champions on at all the different levels, you know, you would feel, I suppose, from being within the county, that they're exceptionally talented teams that come out year on year. I suppose, particularly, you know, at senior with Tour de Strand there now. You know, they have some fantastic, and it's an amazing achievement to get five championships in a row, and it's probably disappointing for them that maybe they didn't make the breakthrough at Connacht as well. But I suppose to compare senior Connacht with maybe with a junior Connacht title is not that fair either. But yeah, certainly delighted that the club have that. It's definitely one of the standout achievements when you look down the club roll of honour, and it was great to be part of the club during that particular time. I suppose it's a long time ago now, Cathal, so you know, things, you know, priorities change and you know, people move on, players move on, there's player, you know, players come in and you get new people into the club and new blood and new coaches, and you know, so I suppose every year, every few years, there's different perspectives, you know. So, you know, it's, at the moment, the club is in very, very good shape. We're playing intermediate football. You know, you see there, we were playing junior. Our first team was playing junior at a stage in the past and was playing senior then for 15 years consistently. So, you'd be hoping that we can rebound again, get out of an intermediate championship and into senior football again soon. But certainly, yeah, certainly the junior title, it's lovely to see it on the roll of honour.
And those are the thoughts, reflections and memories from Dara, Fergal, Michael and Charlie on the successes of St. John's J Club in 1999 and 2000. My thanks to them for joining us. And before we go, a reminder that you can find all of the Glory Days podcast to date on your preferred podcast platform. Simply search for Ocean FM Ireland. Thanks for joining us.